What's up, and welcome to the Real Life Podcast. Real Life is the student ministry of North Highland Church located in Columbus, Georgia. We exist to reach others with the love of God, engage in Christian community, advance in our faith, and lead others to Christ. For more information about Real Life, you can visit us at reallifecolumbus.com or follow us on all social media platforms at Real Life Columbus. Thank you for joining us, and we hope you enjoy.
What up, Real Life? How y'all doing tonight? I know Daniel came to party. How y'all doing tonight? We missed you so much, Real Life. Happy New Year. Y'all got Happy New Year. Man, I love you guys so much. You are incredible. Can I speak over your life just for a couple seconds before I get to God's word? You are fearfully and wonderfully made. God loves you unconditionally. Somebody needs to hear that tonight and get it deep within your spirit. You came in thinking that God is mad at you or angry. That's a lie from the pit of hell. Come on, somebody. Jesus is for us. He's not against us. The joy of the Lord is going to be your strength. You walked in depressed. Guess what? God's going to make you have a good night tonight. Are y'all ready? Come on. Yeah, I'm excited to start the new year off right. Are you? Who's ready for God's word tonight? Praise God. We love you very much. We're happy you're here tonight. God has blessed us with a new space. Y'all like the new digs? Welcome back to the student auditorium. A lot of awesome, incredible things have happened in this room, and I'm believing that so many more are going to happen this year. Y'all ready for that? Just so you know, awesome things have taken place. A lot of people have put a lot of hard work to renovating and making this space a lot better than it used to be. The floors used to smell. It used to really be disgusting in here. We ripped out all the carpet. We painted. We put new fixtures in. But over the next few weeks, we will continue to be developing this space so that we have absolutely everything that we had up front back here, but it's ours. Praise God. We can take ownership of this room and do some cool things, and I'm excited for that. As we get to God's word tonight, I've got to be transparent with you guys tonight. The word that he's placed on my heart to share is a word that I've had to preach to myself before I feel comfortable preaching it to you. It is a word that God has definitely convicted my life about, because I need it. Tonight, as we begin our new series, Your Best Life, y'all ready for your best life? Yeah. As we begin Your Best Life, I'm preaching about your thought life. I'm preaching about how we think. And like anyone else, I have a natural tendency, I have a natural bend to think negative or critical thoughts in any given situation. I have a sinful nature. I am not perfect. And so I have to place my thought life in check all the time. The scripture says that we have to renew our minds daily. Amen? That's a sobering thought, because God wants me to communicate to you tonight. How you think is the foundation on which you will build your best life. How you think is actually the bedrock of what you will actually build your best life on. Philosophers used to say, so a man thinks, therefore he is. How you think is what you are going to do with your life. It's not too difficult to find some conclusive research that shows smiling is good for you. Can somebody give your neighbor a good smile right now? Can you just spread some love right now? Doesn't it feel good to smile? Tonight I want to share with you, smiling literally boosts your immune system. Did you know that? When you smile, your body is more relaxed, which contributes scientifically to good health and a stronger immune system. I'm living my best life right now, yeah. Did you know that smiles are contagious? Have y'all ever encountered somebody who just has a chip on their shoulder? It's like, you know, they're having the worst day of their life and they are coming at you. The very best thing you can do to them is, oh, hi. Just give that. Show them all your teeth and bet they don't stop. There is something contagious about a smile. Ladies, listen up. This is important. Smiles are more attractive than makeup. Yes. In fact, scientifically studied, 69% of people find women more attractive when they smile than when they wear makeup. So can I tell you, your attitude is better and much more important than your foundation. You got to get a smile on your face to live your best life. Praise the Lord. Can I just share with you one more thing about smiling? Smiling literally helps you get promoted. Studies have shown that a smiling person seems more attractive, more sociable, and more confident. And people who smile are literally more likely to get promoted, which means you're going to get paid. Praise Jesus. You want to live your best life, put a smile. Turn that frown upside down in Jesus' name. Can I get some more smiles? Love you, Teen Challenge. You're awesome. As we begin this new year, I'm believing in 2019, it's going to be one of the best years we're ever going to experience. And at Real Life, we want you to live your best life. And over the next few weeks, we're going to give you tools that are both spiritual and practical to do just that. And so the first tool we want to give you to achieve that is to inspire your best thought life in 2019. Your best thought life. How you think will ultimately determine how you behave. How you think is going to determine how you behave. So God, over the next few moments, I pray that you would open our minds. God, I know that there are things that we have thought even today that needed to be captured and placed under your word. And so tonight, God, I pray that you would give us the mind of Christ in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Amen. God wants us to understand tonight that we will never live our best life if our mindset remains negative. If your mindset stays negative, you're not going to achieve your best life that Jesus calls you to. If we're honest with ourselves, it's easy to come up with a worst case scenario. You guys feel me? I am very good at coming up with the DEFCON 5 situation. Like something small is happening. My daughter gets sick and I'm thinking to myself, oh Lord, we got to call Scottish Rite when it's just strep throat. We do this. We go to the worst case scenario. It's very difficult at times to think the best in every situation. But that's what God's calling us to. Shortly after I graduated high school, one of the things that caused me to live my best life is I started dating the girl of my dreams, Jubilee. She was deceived into dating this knucklehead that's in front of you. And it was incredible to date her. And we started dating and I quickly fell in love with her. And God led us to a ministry school almost after 2 years of dating. And we were instructed at that ministry school, there were some very strict rules. And we were instructed to put our relationship aside and not to communicate for 9 months. It was one of the hardest things we've ever experienced. And I had a choice to make. When I was given that ultimatum that I needed to place my relationship with Jubilee on the altar of sacrifice, I had a choice to make. I could look across the room every single day and see the girl of my dreams and not be able to talk to her. And I could allow fearful thoughts to take control of my mind. I could look at her across the room, unable to communicate, and think to myself, what if she stops believing in us? What if she stops liking me? What if she loses interest in me? What if, because I can't charm her, she thinks, well, maybe I could do better than that joker. All of these thoughts started coming in. What if she stops thinking what we had was special? What if she thinks God literally brought us here to break us up? All of these negative thoughts began to flood my mind. My other option, on the other hand, was to think the best. I had a choice to believe God that 1 Corinthians says love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It doesn't boast. It's not self-seeking. It's not proud. It believes for all things. Come on, somebody. It hopes for all things. It endures all things. And love never fails. And I had a choice to believe the negative thoughts that the enemy of my soul was pouring into my mind, or I had a choice to believe God's word is true and powerful and effective. And in all honesty, there were times where I was weak. There were times, even to this day, where I have to get a hold of my stinking thinking. Can I get a witness? But I wanted to give in to negative thoughts, but I came to realize through that circumstance that pessimism leads us to give in to our weakness, and optimism leads to supernatural power. Pessimism leads to weakness, but optimism leads to power. Amen. Negativity and pessimism will not unlock your best life, real life. You will not get what you want in life if you think the worst. Although I was not perfect, and to this day I have to carefully navigate my thoughts, when Jubilee and I were in ministry school, I learned to hold on to hope and reject negative thoughts over those 9 months when I was unable to even speak to her. Because I did that, can I testify, I am living my best life, about to celebrate 16 years of marriage. She's the most beautiful, intelligent, and inspiring woman on the face of this planet, and she ain't even here, and I'm still talking good about her. My daughter is sick tonight. That's where she's at. She's got strep throat. Poor Sophia. We love her. She's going to be just fine because our God is our healer. You see how I did that? We can think the worst, but God is in control. And when you know who's in control, you don't have to worry. He's in control. Whenever it's storming at night, my kids come to the bed and they say, "Daddy, can I get in the bed?" And I'm like, "Absolutely." And they feel safe and secure because they know I won't let anything happen to them. We've got to get that mindset. Amen. Tonight, I'm going to share two stories in God's word that shows us the power of optimism, and it also shows the crippling effect of negativity or a pessimistic mindset. Real life, God wants you to live your best life in 2019, and here's the reality, and please, please hear this tonight. You will never live your best life if your mindset remains negative. You won't live your best life if you remain in a negative mindset. We've got to get a hold of our thoughts. The context of the first story that we're going to take a look at tonight in God's word is this. Jesus had been crucified. It was a terrible situation. He had been beaten. He had been humiliated, mocked, beaten beyond recognition is what scripture says. His face was so mutilated that they couldn't even recognize him. And not only did they do that, they whipped him 39 times to where it was one away from taking his life from him. They caused him to drag a cross up a hill called Golgotha, and they nailed him to a cross. One of the most dark and terrible pictures we could ever imagine. And in this situation, his disciples literally deserted him because many had lost hope because of how dark and terrible the situation looked. It was easy to see the negative when you were in the middle of it. And so on the third day, though, this is the good news that we have. On the third day, Jesus did exactly what he said he was going to do, and he rose from the grave. He defeated death, hell, and sin. He said, "I am the resurrection and the life." And little by little, after he rose from the dead, he began to appear and reveal himself to his friends, to his disciples, to communities. And this is the context of the scripture that we're about to read in John chapter 20. It'll be on the screen there. It says this, "Now Thomas, known as Didymus, one of the 12 disciples, was not with the disciples when Jesus first appeared to them." And so the other disciples told Thomas, "Thomas, we have seen Jesus. We've seen the Lord." But Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and unless I put my finger where his nails were, And unless I put my hand into his side where the spear pierced through his rib cage to pierce his heart where blood and water flowed, unless I do these things, I will not believe. Thomas was proclaiming a negative mindset. Christianity has labeled Thomas for centuries because of this weakness, because of this weak moment where Thomas let the negative mindset get the better of him. Now we know him as Doubting Thomas, right? He is known forever as Doubting Thomas, and it's not a loving or an endearing name. It's condescending, it's derogatory. And I'm sure to this day, Thomas is not proud of his moment, that moment in his life where he let his thoughts get the best of him. God wants us to see tonight through this example that a negative mindset can ruin the reputation of a genuinely good person. A negative mindset can ruin the reputation of a genuinely good person. Tonight, I believe that everyone in this room is capable of being a good person. Actually, I think you already are. Just many times on your bad days, you let the wrong side of your brain work. Instead of believing and having faith, you doubt and have fear. Many times we get so caught up in our negativity, we don't even realize the harm that it's causing. Man, it is so hard to influence people when you are Debbie Downer. Well, how was your day? What's up? Good to see you.
Oh, you know, I need some money, and my cat is ugly. It's like I don't know how to. My deodorant's not working today, and I need some help with my fashion. And it's throwback night, and I'm not even throwing back, and you know.
There's a huge difference if you walk into the room and you're negative and you think to yourself, man, I can't make friends tonight. I can't handle this. Nobody's gonna follow you. But you walk into a room and you think, I got this. This is my house. I got you, Gabe. I'm coming for you, son. Come at me, boy. You have a confidence. You have a courage. People will follow your enthusiasm, but your negative mindset can ruin your reputation. And God has sent me tonight through his example to share that with you. We don't realize who's listening when we vent real life. Thomas was venting to his friends. He heard rumors that Jesus was alive, but the mindset that he had allowed to sink in to his spirit, he refused to believe it, and he was refusing to hope. Can I give you an inside scoop of why prayer time at this altar is such a powerful experience? Does anybody wonder why when I pray at home, it's not the same as when I pray at real life? Have you ever thought that before? Why is that? It's because I spend 20 to 30 minutes renewing our minds through the washing of God's word. It's because I spend 20 to 30 minutes apologetically encouraging you to trust God at his word. And by the time we get to prayer, your thoughts have begun to change. So your experience is ready to receive the supernatural power of God, because when you walked in thinking that I can't do this, I'm messed up, something's wrong with me, and you walk out thinking God loves me, he's for me, I believe in him, man, something changes. Thomas let his circumstances dictate his belief system, and he allowed negativity to take control. It ruined his reputation, and Thomas was a great guy. He was a disciple of Jesus. He walked with Jesus. He loved Jesus. His story should wake us up to realize that no matter what terrible things might happen around us, no matter what stress we're under real life, a defeated mindset can prevent us from hearing the truth from people who love us the most. A defeated mindset can prevent you from hearing the truth from people who love you the most. Thomas's friends were saying, hey, guess what? Jesus is alive. We've seen him. Thomas's closest friends loved him, but he wouldn't even receive it from them. Thomas refused to believe them and he refused to see the truth. But the good news is, even when we allow negativity to influence our thought life, Jesus finds a way to break through the barriers and help us overcome the wrong thinking. Because the story continues in verse 26. It says, a week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them this time. And though the doors were locked, Jesus came through and stood among them. Basically, theologians believe Jesus literally walked through the wall, because Jesus is God. He does what he wants. He raises from the dead. He breaks through barriers. You put up walls, he'll walk through them. That's our God. And he walked through, and Jesus stood among them and said, peace be with you. And then he looked at Thomas and said, put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe. And I believe that is a word for us tonight. We have got to stop doubting and believe. Revival is coming to Real Life Columbus. Revival is coming to your family. Revival is coming to your situation. Stop doubting and believe is what God wants to speak over your life tonight. But here's a very important part of what Jesus was trying to teach him. Because you've seen me, you have believed. But guess what? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet still believe. Jesus was saying, man, people who see the best in this life, I'm going to bless them. People who see the brighter side, man, they're going to be blessed. Jesus is directly referring to faith. He said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet they still believe. He's saying your best life is going to come through your best thoughts. In 2019, I believe the first tool of the Holy Spirit that God wants you to begin to wield in 2019 is to work towards living your best life through a faith-filled thought life. In fact, Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. If we're honest, we all have stress. We've all got pressures. First day of school. Can I get a witness? Ready for summer. Praise Jesus. I've come tonight to encourage you that if you feel under the weight of difficult circumstances, stuff is not going good at home. I don't know what you're going through, but things seem to be surrounding your life right now. The greatest weapon against stress and anxiety is our ability to choose one thought over the other. The greatest ability that God has given you to fight your anxiety, to fight your stress, to fight the pressure that you feel like you're under, is to choose whether to think positively or negatively. You and I have a choice to make tonight. God has given us the ability to choose how we think. And am I going to doubt or am I going to believe? He calls us in 2 Corinthians 10, verses 4 and 5. He says, the weapons we fight with are weapons that are not of this world. On the contrary, we have the divine power to demolish strongholds that are set up against us. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. That's his word. What are you teaching us tonight, Pastor? I'm saying your thought life is a fight that you and I are responsible for. Jesus will not choose for you. You have to choose for yourself how you're going to think. God's word is teaching us tonight that the only way to experience your best life is to grab a hold of your thought life. The way to get to your best life is to grab a hold of your thought life. Guys, this might sound silly, but we can't run from ourselves. You can't get away from yourself. You can't escape your own thoughts. So stop trying to escape through substance. Stop trying to escape through relationships. Stop trying to escape through Netflix. Stop trying to escape through Fortnite. You can't do it. God's word is teaching us tonight the only way to experience your best life is to grab a hold of it. 5 years ago, I preached and I gave an altar call. It was at a different church, and very similar to this. It was an incredible night. God spoke through me in spite of me. And a young lady, she was a senior in high school. She responded to the altar call, and it was incredible. She asked me to pray for her, and it was very, it was an intense moment because the worship was bumping behind me. It was hard to hear her, but she was like in tears, and she looked at me and she said, "Pastor, I'm angry. I don't understand what's going on in my mind. I feel like I'm losing my mind. I'm so mad all the time. I want to punch people in the face. I'm just frustrated. If anybody speaks to me, even if they're kind, I hate them." So, yeah, somebody's like, "Amen." She said, "I feel like I've got such a short fuse, and I'm mean to people I love. I'm saying things I don't normally say, and I'm starting to act not like myself. People are not wanting to hang out with me because I'm so angry, and I want God to help me. I need him to fix me before I go crazy," is almost the exact words she said at this altar. And as she shared with me, immediately in that moment, she was speaking, and the Holy Spirit just dropped it into my spirit to ask her a really weird question. But I asked her, I said, what's on your playlist? And she began to tell me, it was like revelation. Her eyes got really big, and she said, "Pastor, I listen to screamo, I listen to heavy death metal and punk rock. And she just began to understand that everything she was listening to, a light bulb went off. It was an aha moment. She was angry because she was filling herself with angry things. Jesus wants you to live your best life in 2019, real life. But you have to realize, if you have any chance of getting a hold of your thought life, you've got to recognize this truth in your life. It's something I call the Geigo effect. It's garbage in equals garbage out. If you are feeding yourself drugs, sex, and weed on your inner... on your feed, whatever it is, you're listening to songs that are promoting promiscuous activity, you are constantly feeding yourself rated mature audience on Netflix, whatever it is that you're feeding, your playlist will determine how you think. What are you watching on Netflix? Who are you following on Instagram? Who are you chatting with? What are you sending back and forth on a regular basis? Because you can't just try to take control of your mind on a Wednesday night if every other waking moment of your life you're feeding yourself total garbage in will produce garbage out. If you have a chance of getting a hold of your mind, you got to stop going to the places that you know are going to set you up to fail. You need to stop hanging out with the people who are going to influence you the wrong direction. Garbage in will produce garbage out. And if you're dealing with negativity, check your playlist. Look at the right shows on Netflix. Check the people you're following. "Pastor, I want to get a hold of my mind, but my question to you tonight is, what are you feeding your mind?" Because Matthew 6:22 is very clear. It says, "The eyes are the windows of your soul." And so what you're viewing has to change what is inside of you if you're not careful. I'm going to invite the band to come as I close. As long as we fill our lives with things that feed our propensity to sin, we will have a negative thought life. We won't believe we can live our best life in 2019. And God wants you to live your best life, but he also sent me to tell somebody, as long as you believe you can't, you probably won't. That's a tough word. But it's true. You've got to find it within yourself to believe that nothing is impossible for them that believe. As long as you think you can't, you probably won't. So God is calling you tonight to start thinking positively, that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. That if God is for me, who can be against me? Amen? Thomas told his friends, "I can't believe." And Jesus showed up and said to the group, "Now that you've seen, you believe. But guess what? Blessed are the people who believe without seeing." You're going through something, and it's gut-wrenching. It's It's terrible. It's something that you would never wish upon yourself or anyone else. And you're thinking, I can't get through this. I can't get through this. I can't get through this. It's time to stop your thought process and start saying, I can get through this. Nothing can stop me. You got to believe it. Maybe the best way to start 2019 is to start changing the way we think. Start changing the way we see life. Protecting what comes in so what comes out is pleasing to God and brings us joy and fulfillment. As we close tonight, let's look at a powerful and positive thinking, even when faced with a difficult situation. It's in Luke chapter 7. Jesus entered Capernaum, and a centurion servant whose his master valued highly was sick and was about to die. There was a guy on his deathbed. And the centurion was asking him to come, Jesus, to come and heal his servant. And when they came to Jesus, they pleaded earnestly with him. This man deserves to have you do this because he loves our nation. He's helped build our synagogue. And Jesus went with them. He agreed. He wasn't far from the house when the centurion sent more friends to say to him, Lord, don't even trouble yourself. I don't deserve to have you come under my roof. That's why I didn't even consider myself worthy to come to you. But say the word, Jesus, and my servant will be healed. For I myself am a man under authority with soldiers under me. I tell this one to go and he goes. I tell this one to come and he comes. And I say to my servant, do this, and he does it. And when Jesus heard this, he was amazed at the man's faith, and turning to the crowd that was following him, Jesus said, I tell you, I have not found anyone with such great faith in all of Israel. And then the story says, the man who had been sent returned to the house and found the servant well. It was by faith healing came, by a positive mindset. Man, all you have to do, Jesus, is say the word, and I know it's going to happen. When we have an understanding of who is in charge, it empowers us to believe for what seems impossible, real life. Negativity cripples us from moving forward. But thinking the best of every situation empowers you and I to live our best life. I want to invite you to stand. We're about to close in prayer. The last thing that I want to share with you is very, very, very important. The story I shared with you, the centurion sent his friends, said, Jesus, you don't even have to come into my house. I know if you say it, it'll happen. And it's a very simple and it's a very profound truth. It's a revelation that I've held on to for my own personal life, and I've seen it come to pass over and over and over again. And it's simply this, it's going to be on the screen. It's expectation precedes the supernatural. Expectation precedes the supernatural. You think that God's going to make a way where there seems to be no way? Guess what? He'll do it. You think God is going to make you a winner and not a loser? Guess what? All we do is win. God, you are for me, not against me. Guess what? Now I got confidence, because expectation precedes the supernatural. So right now, with every head bowed, every eye closed, all across this room, you're in this room tonight, and you'd say, Pastor Jonathan, I have allowed my negative thought life, I've allowed the seeds that the enemy has planted in my mind's eye to produce fruit that has drugged me away from a relationship with Jesus. I've caused my thoughts, I've allowed my thoughts to go in a direction that has changed my behavior, which has caused me to turn my back on God. And just like Thomas did, I've said I don't believe. But tonight I've heard the encouragement of the Holy Spirit, and I need Jesus to touch my life. I need Jesus to forgive me. I want a relationship with Jesus. I believe he died for me. If that's you tonight, I want to say a simple prayer, and it's going to set you free. It's going to forgive every sin you've committed. It's going to release you from any shame. No condemnation will be yours. There's going to be a peace that surpasses your understanding if you'll just trust God and believe. So right now, with every head bowed, every eye closed, if you want want to receive the grace and the forgiveness of Jesus Christ, hold up your hand high so I can pray with you right now. All across this room, you're choosing to believe. You're choosing the positive over the negative. You're choosing life and not death. You're choosing victory in Jesus' name. You want the God of this universe to forgive you and set you free tonight. Lift up your hand. Don't miss this opportunity. Thank you, God. All across this room, thank you, Jesus. We love you. God, you see these hands. We pray that your grace would begin to fall in their life. God, that the heavy burdens would begin to be lifted right now in Jesus' name. That the sin that has so easily entangled them, the chains would be broken, the addictions would be set free. God, the depression would be replaced with joy. God, we thank you for freedom tonight. In Jesus' name. Thank you, God. So, if you want prayer tonight, and you say to yourself, Pastor, I'm going through something. My mind needs to get right. These leaders are ready to encourage you. They're ready to speak life over you. They're ready to inspire you. They're ready to say, you can do this. If you can take it, you can make it. You can do all things. So if you need the Spirit of the living God to help you get a right mindset with whatever you're facing, I challenge you to get to these altars in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed, make sure you hit the subscribe button for our weekly sermons, and don't forget to follow us on social media for updates. If you have any prayer requests, feel free to email us at reallifecolumbus@gmail.com. We'd love to partner with you in prayer. Be sure to tune in next week on the Real Life Podcast.